This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I have decided that we are going to invoke the golden at bat rule and get Ethan in here to take Ryan's position. Ethan?
Can I say anything about this, or do I just have
to
shut up?
Let's get Matt in here. Heck, what okay. Do we know? You don't know until you know.
I'm going to do the Harpo Marx effect
don't even,
then.
Ethan, don't even stop eating your yogurt. It's still an upgrade.
I'm gonna do the Harpo thing here, and so instead of speaking, I just
beep boop. Can we let's briefly discuss the golden at bat situation here? Is anybody in here in their right mind thinking this is a good idea?
Look,
put your hand down.
She said,
boop.
"In your right
Ryan,
mind."
No. I am in my right mind.
I would love to know what Ryan thinks the golden at bat is.
Well, he just found out about it because of my ex post about it.
Uh huh.
Would we know David Freeze in the year 2024 with the stupid golden at bat rule? No.
Well, how do I mean? Let's see. Albert was still on base.
Ethan, tell us what it. Tell us what the rule is.
We really dove into that.
I know.
Ethan, tell us what the rule is.
So basically, Rob Manfred. Sorry, I'm trying to get the yogurt out of my system here.
Yeah, it's not a euphemism.
Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball. Rob Manfred, the commissioner of
go
baseball.
Go back to the bell.
I know.
Use the bell. Okay. Shush.
Said that at the owners' meetings, which happen every winter, that there was discussion about potentially implementing.
Was this at the drunk after party?
It may have been.
It's
that's
just
where
discussion.
I want to go. I want to go to the drunk MLB commissioner's after party.
A lot of rich people. Really rich
what
people.
What about a golden bat?
And if it was gold?
Is it real?
Shiny. I love when they're shiny.
Maybe we have medals and stuff. And like a golden at bat, and the golden at bat is real gold, and it doesn't hit really hard though, because the gold's so soft.
You belong. Heavy. You belong.
Super heavy bat.
So
these are all better ideas than
if you hit
what
a home
they came
run
up
with.
It,
you win the gold at bat, and you can melt it down for charity. Yeah, Rob, that sounds great.
This sounds like Harry Carey.
That was way too good.
Anyway,
Ethan,
what's the real goal?
We reinforced the
this is a real
rule.
Thing. This is a real thing.
It actually is. So basically, what it would do is it would allow for teams to be able to, at one time per game, in any situation, be able to send up to the plate who they want. So let's say big moment comes up late in the game, bases are loaded, you're trailing by a couple of runs, and you're at the bottom of the lineup. But no, you want Nolan Arenado at the plate, or you want Aaron Judge at the plate if you're the Yankees. You would be able to just send him up to the plate.
What if he's at second base?
That's what I was asking.
Ghost
because
runner!
I said,
Ghost runner,
Ghost
on,
runner
two.
On second.
I said, well, Albert was on base during game six mm-hmm. of the 2011 World Series. Albert
Lance
was
Berkman,
on base.
Yeah.
Lance Burke. I don't remember if he was on base or not.
I think
not.
He was.
I think he was. Yeah,
he
you're
was
right.
On second.
Yeah, you're right. He was on. So
pathetic. So. You want to be an announcer.
He is an announcer. Go back to the bell. Ethan, you can hit him. If you can reach him, you can hit him.
I'm wondering if he was faking the whole drunk thing a minute ago. That's what I'm starting to wonder.
All he has to do is look at booze and he gets a high.
It's true. I was hugging people this weekend. I had one beer. I had half of a Coors Light.
I love you,
man. And I was like, you guys, I see you guys like once a year. You're the best. Let me give everybody hugs.
I'm so thankful for you.
Yeah.
It's the reason to that this has made it into the news, the golden at bat rule in Major League Baseball, so people talk about baseball. Because usually, you know,
maybe.
How like you
that
know,
really could be a reason.
You know, like how Kentucky Fried Chicken's like, all right, we're going to put
the golden bat
jelly and mustard on your chicken. And everyone's like, ew, disgusting. But then all of us yahoos in the media are like, let's talk about KFC.
Yeah, KFC jelly chicken.
KFC's like, what do we do?
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't even do jelly chicken.
Is this
chicken.
The version of that?
It could be. And the reason that I say that is that, you know, I have in the past said that baseball has one of the best off seasons because there tends to be a lot of movement and a lot of things go on. Last year was a very slow off season, very boring.
It's because the economy sucks.
The winter meetings, everything dragged out. There wasn't a lot of big signings or big trades or anything. Everything got pushed right up until the start of the season, even into spring training. So maybe this is a way to try and get a little bit of noise around baseball.
Can we enforce the golden at bat rule for Manfred? Can we like put Trump in charge now or something like that?
It's not a bad idea. Unfortunately, his contract, I believe, is he said he's not going to extend it once it's done. The
yeah,
bad
that's what
news,
David Freese is going to say when he's going up to the plate. He's like, my contract says I get to hit here, and you want to put in who?
The bad news is that I'm pretty sure it doesn't end until like 2028, so we still got a few years.
Does the golden guy have to be on the team?
The golden guy.
Like, you could be like, oh, I'm going to call Cecil Fielder.
Did you say Rick Horton tweeted out something like...
Yeah, Rick Horton says... How about a golden defense rule? For one inning, your entire team can be in the field.
To which I add, but the next inning, it has to be your entire coaching staff that plays defense. There's a lot of places you could go.
Cardinals would be in good shape.
I know.
Ollie Marmol, pretty young.
I want to see the coaching staff of each team play each other.
Does Yachty count? You know, he's special assistant. You know, too bad Willie
McGee
just...
Probably the first time he shows up.
Willie McGee just left. Too bad. Poor timing.
I love Yachty.
That would have been a good one.
I wouldn't want to be associated with this if I were Yachty.
Golden bat, Terry Pendleton.
I know.
I'm surprised you know who that is.
Oh, hey, come on. I've been in St. Louis my whole life, man.
He doesn't. He thinks he's a local center.
Yeah, really. Pedro Guerrero.
Who?
He's like, Chick Hafey, let's
Pedro.
Go.
Pedro Guerrero.
You know, Slaughter.
If you're looking for a distraction, just go on X and search Golden Bat Rule and Golden at Bat, and people are having a day with it.
I bet so.
It's working. It's doing its job, which is to generate discussion.
But the funny part is...
Period.
I know they say that...
No more.
They say good all publicity, my goodness, is good publicity.
That's what Ryan Wiggins said.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah. I don't know, is this one of those things where it's like, why is this even a thing? Could this be bad for baseball even mentioning this? I mean, it could be maybe because people could look at this and say, this is ridiculous. This is almost like Savannah Bananas kind of
stuff. The person, which we have Savannah Bananas, and that's what makes them special,
right.
Is that it's
They're coming
for
to
fun.
Busch Stadium next year
I
also.
Know, I'm in the lottery. Can you help me?
Nice. I could try.
I feel like if you implement the golden at bat rule, that the Major League Baseball player who steps in the place of the David Freese in that situation, if they don't garner at minimum a hit, they have to sacrifice their day's salary to charity.
Mm-hmm. They gotta melt down that bat, regardless of what it's made of.
The bat is not made of gold.
Even if it's a wood bat, you still have to melt it and give it to charity.
Anybody got a lighter?
Melt the bat.
Yeah.
You have people saying, who's coming up here in this situation, golden that bat? And they're gonna be like, no, I don't want to come up in this situation.
Rob Manfred says there is a buzz. That's not...
Yeah, that can mean so many different things. That can mean, like, someone mentioned it as a joke at the after party.
Yeah.
Like,
I think we've had so many different things.
The other things that came out of the after party probably didn't get reported on. Like, what if we made all the pitchers pitch with the opposite hand? That'd be fun.
We'd probably be good at it.
What if we
made the batters swing with no bats? They have to hit it with their hand. Yeah, Rob.
What if we blindfolded the pitcher and the batter?
What if the balls were like a lot bigger and bouncy?
Like beach balls.
Yeah.
You know, it's really funny though, because if you were to listen to sports talk radio mull over this, they're probably as outraged about this as we are the national deficit debt.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same rage.
And really.
And here we are.
What we're talking
we're
about
dabbling.
Is so much more important.
What, now or usually?
America's headed for a de facto bankruptcy, says Elon Musk. Yeah, let's discuss that. Because it's true. We're better than them.
Who are we and who are them?
We are the ones who are concerned about the national debt. We are those who are watching out for Americans.
A lot of accents you coming out here.
You want to promote? Yeah, you want to promote your book there again? Right there, you can just pick it up. It's right next to you.
Sure. It's called The Grocery List. Just came out Tuesday, so it's a week old. You know, a little baby book, really.
How's the algorithm doing?
It's great. Oh my gosh, it's killing it. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much
what
for just
is
checking
this problem?
It out.
Do you see what's happening right now? It's like, you know, in Toy Story, when they flip to demo mode on Buzz Lightyear.
Spanish version, that's what it is.
Do you have a demo mode?
Grocery List.
Does that...
See, Grocery List, because it's the title of the book, didn't get translated. Yeah, you understand.
Well, you wrote it in American.
I wrote it in American. I wrote the book in American.
What is in your McDonald's cup?
What about if the balls are so big that you couldn't miss them? Like, everybody always gets hit.
Are you talking about baseball again?
Yeah, back to that.
They said strikeouts are an issue. Too many strikeouts.
Right.
You need to put the ball in play, Ryan.
Let's move the pitcher mound back into the outfield.
Let's take a break. Ethan... Reset the Wiggins.
I'm sorry.
Every day, one kid
you gotta
from
find
the
switch
from
and you gotta
the stands.
Flip it.
I'm afraid
gets
of where it
come
is.
Down onto the field.
That's
and
why
throw
we are in
a
charge.
Real
of it.
First pitch.
I'm not qualified.
I'm gonna go back to eating my yogurt.
Just search. It's amazing you can still eat after that.
It's getting hot in here.
Ooh, it is not getting hot in here. It has been blazing hot in here. Can we just have a normal temperature in the studio? I don't know what else to say.
You really don't.
There's no.
Like, we're breaking way early.
I know.
Like, what?
It's because I gave up. There's no more.
We
here.
Still have the rest of this hour.
Steve is writing our fire papers right now.
Fire papers. Is that what those are called?
He's probably a real big fan of the Golden at Bat.